I look up at you from my knees. My hands are shaking and my heart is racing. My mind is a jumble of words, feelings, emotions, and the thoughts that I can't even begin to organize. What we've just done has left me a mess. I feel the places where the bonds have been, securing me, making me helpless, making me yours. The sides of my mouth are raw, where the strap from the gag bit into my flesh. I can still feel the drool on my chin and my chest. My body is covered in marks, welts, scratches, teeth marks. Inside, I am aching, hungry, needy. You made me this way, bringing me to the edge over and over, making me want it, need it. Desperation and denial, over and over, and now I am wrecked. My hair is matted to my forehead with sweat. I am looking up at you, tears in my eyes and occasionally escaping to run down my cheeks. I want to touch myself, to finish what you started. But I know that's not allowed. The only time I will ever get relief is from your touch, not mine. I'm exactly how you want me to be. Aching, throbbing, pathetic. You haven't just played with my body, you've played with my mind. Invaded it and tormented it, used all those little secrets I have told you to twist me into knots, shame me and embarrass me and excite me. You know what it does to me when you speak those words. What you take my little secrets and then you twist them. How you turn my dreams into nightmares. When you touch me, when you tease me, you know who and what I am, and you delight in making sure I know it. And that you know it too. I have no idea how long we've been here. Time is frozen and it's just us. For a moment. Forever. My mouth is so dry, but I still swallow, trying to find my words. What we've just done has forged something that feels unbreakable. It feels like love. And that just makes this moment harder. This moment when I will do anything to please you, when I will do whatever you want, when I will sacrifice my body, my mind, and my soul. just to see you smile. Just to hear a single word of praise. Just to watch you get even the smallest bit of pleasure from my suffering. We both know I need to suffer for you, and that you need to make me suffer just as much. It's not the kind of pain most people understand, but we do. And that is what makes what happens next precious and devastating. I know what is coming, but I can't bring myself to face it. I find my words again and start to speak them. I need you. Please. I need you so much. A dark sense of foreboding starts to wash over me. You've turned away and reached for your jacket. No. I plead with you. My words growing more and more desperate, pathetic, weak, needy. I feel the hardwood on my knees now. Everything hurts. I'm starting to grow frantic now. Words come pouring out of me, and I am not even thinking now, just saying anything and everything I feel. My stomach tightens and I shake my head, trying to make the things, the feelings go away, wanting to change reality. I feel so close to you, so connected. I am a part of you, an extension of your will, your desire, your hunger. I am lost in you. And I worry that without you, I will disappear. And I start to cry. Please. Don't. I need you. You tilt your head and watch me, saying nothing, not even reacting, until your mouth twists slightly into a sneer and your eyes narrow a bit. I know the look. It's disgust. Finally, you tell me you are leaving, and I realize how true the words I have been speaking are. I do need you. But you need me to know that it isn't the same for you. You need to torture me one last time. You need me to know that the need in me you create is yours to do with as you please. What I do with it just doesn't matter. And what pleases you now is using it to hurt me. And it does. God. It does. You need to learn to live with this feeling, you tell me. I look at you pleading with my eyes, begging even more desperately now. Please, don't go. I need you. I'll do anything. You watch. You listen. And you say nothing. The more I beg, the deeper it cuts. The more pathetic I become. Everything we've just done, the connection we have built, it is all yours to create, to nurture, to shape, and ultimately to destroy. I am helpless, lost, hurt, wounded, alone. You are everything, and now I am nothing. It breaks my heart, and yet cements my need for you even more deeply. It tortures my soul, yet makes me want to feel every bit of it for you. I know what is coming, and just like every other time, it breaks me. There's nothing I can do now. What I want, what I need, everything that I am, none of it matters. No words will change this. No promises or pleas can help. I start to feel things again. A gentle breeze in the room, all the tender spots that you used to violate me. Your words in my head. Words that make me feel so ashamed and so humiliated. I am a used, aching, pathetic mess. But for a time, I got to be your used, aching, pathetic mess. And now, that has to be enough. It is all I have left, and all I can hang on to. I lose my words again as I watch you. You turn and walk out the door, pulling it shut behind you. But before you do, you leave me with the one word that I hate more than any other. But also the one, for reasons I don't fully understand, that my soul so desperately needs to hear.